What's up, peeps? You don't want to miss this episode. I'm here with Alex Frankel, and we're going to beat on that infrastructure as code drum, right? We're going to beat on it really hard. And look, got to be honest with y'all, I've never been a huge fan of ARM templates. They're hard, they're messy, but I'm super excited because on the next episode of DevOps Lab, Alex, he's going to share with us the next generation of ARM templates called Project Bicep. Welcome to the DevOps Lab. Man, everyone that follows me knows I'm a massive fan of infrastructure as code. Infrastructure as code is one of the most powerful and underutilized aspects of DevOps today. And today, we have a very special guest. We've got Alex Frankel with us. And Alex, he's going to show us something super exciting, and that's Project Bicep. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Abel.
Man, it's great to have you back. Why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about yourself, what you do at Microsoft?
So I am a program manager on the Azure deployments team. So that's everything having to do with like native infrastructure as code on Azure. So ARM templates, blueprints, and now this Bicep project that I'm going to show you.
Cool. So this Project Bicep, what is this Project Bicep?
So ARM templates can get a little unwieldy to author once you get to a certain level of complexity, even honestly in simple cases, as you've seen through your series, right? Even though you've done a great job demystifying things, there's still a lot of complexity there. With Bicep, you know, the reason that it's so complicated is because you're taking the ARM template language, which is almost like a DSL, and you're shoehorning it into a JSON file, right? And so with Bicep, really what we're doing more than anything else is taking that DSL and giving it its own kind of file to live in. So it's a .bicep file, and it allows you to express all the stuff that you can express in ARM templates just in a cleaner, more readable, easier to author language. And then we transpile it into an ARM template, and that's still what is being deployed at the end of the day. So it's similar to that TypeScript, JavaScript, that dynamic that you may already be used to.
Okay. So this is starting to make me excited because instead of, like you said, shoehorning JSON and trying to make it do more than it can do, basically you've created a language around ARM?
Yeah, more or less. I think what we like to say is that we've kind of done half of a new language. So the syntax is all like fair game to play with and make easier to work with. But the runtime, we're not changing. So it's still ARM templates. And all the knowledge that you have of how to author Azure resources in ARM, all of that carries forward into Bicep.
Very, very cool. Okay, so now I want to see this. Like, how do we do this?
Cool, yeah, I have a bunch of good stuff to show you. So just to start out at a high level, what you're doing with Bicep is you're authoring this Bicep language, and you're going to run a build command to transpile it or compile it from Bicep into ARM templates. And then at that point, it's just ARM templates. So all the things that you've learned about through this series of like day zero support and pre-flighting and functions and all that sort of good stuff, all that is still there and represented. And then let's actually start writing some code and see what this thing looks like.
Okay, cool.
So let's go into VS Code. So what you're looking at here is main.bicep. So it's a new file extension for Bicep files. And you'll see I have the Bicep language service running, and I have the Bicep VS Code extension installed here. And you can go and get this from the marketplace right now.
Okay.
You can install all the tooling. I'm going to switch over to the Bicep repo. So here's the repo. You can go to it right now, github.com/azure/bicep. We walk you through all the basics you need for getting started. What are the goals of the project? Really, all you need is the Bicep CLI to do that transpilation, and then the VS Code extension just to improve your authoring experience.
Okay, cool. So,
go ahead.
So I can go ahead and install this extension and basically I can just start writing, right? That's all exactly. I need to do to set up?
Exactly. So we have everything installed. Okay. I have the Bicep CLI installed. And this blank file is a valid Bicep file. So I can do Bicep build and then do main.bicep. And it's going to turn it into the equivalent JSON file. So if we go back to our file explorer, we see we have main.json now, and it's just a skeleton ARM template. So I can actually deploy this. It'll do nothing, but it's a valid ARM template.
Right. Cool. Okay. So what if I want to build something? What if I want to like provision some resources?
Let's write some code. So there's no like boilerplate kind of skeleton code like we have in the JSON file. I can just start writing resources. So the first thing that I'm going to write is the resource keyword. And so it's a top level, first class kind of modeled thing. I'm going to call this STG, which is just the friendly name of the resource. And then the next thing I need is the type of the resource. Mm-hmm. And so I can just start typing in here. I can start saying, okay, I want a storage account. So I start typing storage account. And IntelliSense has all the types and all the API versions that exist in Azure. And there are quite a few of them. And so I'm going to pick the latest API version for storage accounts, which is 2019.06.01. And you'll notice that it's all one string. So in the ARM template, we had type and API version as separate properties. Mm-hmm. Collectively, that's what really defines what properties you can include in the resource. So we combine them into a single string because that really is the type. And then I simply just type equals open brackets, and now I can actually start declaring the properties of the resource that I care about. So here's all the IntelliSense that I would expect from any kind of modern tooling. So of course I need a name, so I'll just call this unique storage for now. If I can spell, I need things like the location, and I'll just say East US. I have properties that I know I need, like kind. So I'll add the kind property, and then we're able to pull in all the information from the actual API definition of how you create a storage account in Azure to get the different kind properties that I have available to me. So I'll do kind of storage. I need a SKU. The SKU has a name property. So you see I get a warning because I'm missing the name property from the storage account. And then I get all the enum values for the different storage SKUs that are available to me.
Wow.
And if the storage team were to come out with a new storage SKU, that would show up in IntelliSense because we really are just this native representation of the Azure resources.
Man, that IntelliSense is sick. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's a really, really big improvement. Now, we've had elements of IntelliSense in the ARM template tooling. We have a language service for ARM template tooling as well. And you've been able to get some of this information. What we haven't had until Bicep, and this is something that I'm personally really excited about, is the ability to get IntelliSense on the previously declared resources. So let me show you what I'm talking about. So it's common when I create a storage account to want to get like the endpoints, the blob URI, so I can actually start sending information to that storage account. So I'm going to use another keyword called output. And I'm going to say output, and I'll say blob URI, and it's going to be a string. Parameters and outputs are strongly typed, so I need to say this is going to be a string. And then I just do equals, and again, I'm just getting IntelliSense the whole way through. So I want to pull information from this storage account. So I'm going to do STG, and now I'm going to do dot. And I'm getting that same IntelliSense. And I'm actually getting even more IntelliSense because if you do a query of a storage account, you do a get call on a storage account, there's more information than when you actually created the storage account up a few lines above. So if I do storage.properties, I'm now going to get all this other information that I can pull from the storage account. So if I start typing primary endpoints, it'll show up there. And if I do dot, I can do blob. And this is the actual blob endpoint that is created for this storage account. And IntelliSense helped me all the way through.
Wow, that is sick. I love this. All right, cool.
And we're doing a much richer job of just type safety and type checking. So Bicep is actually checking that, okay, your output's a string, then this property also better be a string. If I change this to int, I'm going to get an error because we know that the blob is going to be a string. And so we can check those sorts of things for you as well.
Cool. So how do I get documentation for this, right? Because you've got me excited now. Just that little demo. I want to start playing with this. How do I even get started with this?
So the repo is a really great place to start. So if you go to /Azure/Bicep, we have a tutorial here. So you go to getting started, we'll walk you through installing the tooling, and then we walk you through a pretty thorough tutorial of like the absolute basics all the way through to using all the kind of advanced features, some of which I'll be able to show you today, but pretty much everything is included here.
Cool. All right, so what's the... what's my normal workflow then, right? Let's say I need to provision some stuff in Azure for a project. So I create a .bicep file. I start adding all that stuff in. How do I then compile that and turn that into, I guess it's going to turn into an ARM file, right?
Right, exactly. So today, and we're in, I should say this, we're in a very like early experimental release. Like I happen to think the tooling's already really good and the language is already good, but we're still in the process of like making breaking changes and things like that.
Okay.
So for today, you have to build this file from a bicep file into an ARM template. So let's do that. So I'll do bicep builds again, the same way as before. And now if I go to the JSON file, oops, I did not save. You gotta save. So now if I go to the JSON file, I'll see that same information represented here. So I have my storage account, I have my output, all this kind of voodoo of using the reference function and the resource ID function. You don't need to worry about any of that anymore. We take care of that.
Nice.
Now, it's just an ARM template file, so I can do the same things that I'm used to. So I can do, for example, az deployment group create, which is the command I use to deploy a template file. Mm-hmm. And I can just say .f, there's -f, main.json, not the main.bicep, send it to a specific resource group. And I can do -c, which is the what if, that's confirm with what if. So I can take this ARM template and use all the normal ARM template tooling that I'm used to do things like what if, or plug it into a pipeline or whatever I need to do with it.
Cool. That is super, super cool. All right. Another question for you, because I'm immediately trying to think of like what I want to start doing. So once I start trying to provision stuff, it's going to be a little bit more complex than just a storage account. Like if I start building stuff out that is dependent on other stuff, is it capable of doing like looping and taking the values from one thing and assigning it to stuff that I'm doing later on? And like, how complex can we make this?
You can make it as complex as you need it to be. So really a lot of ARM template and bicep and any other infra as code or config language authoring is a lot of like wiring up between things, right?
Right.
And so I may have a storage account and I need to use this endpoint on another resource type, or yes, I may need to pull keys from Cosmos DB so I can start using it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And really, it's just an extension of really this core idea, which is, I want to declare a resource and mm-hmm. I want to pull properties from it. And so I can go through here. Let's see if we can find something good to look at. I'm just going to bounce into the Bicep Playground, which is just a web-based version of the language service.
Okay.
And I can pick, there's a bunch of samples that the community has been contributing to kind of get started and kickstart mm-hmm. The Bicep development. So this is a little more complicated, but really the same core idea. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of parameters here. So ARM templates have parameters, Bicep has parameters.
Okay.
I have some variables, and then I have a website in this case and a server farm or an app service plan is what it's called in the portal.
Okay.
And with the server farm and the website, you need to wire those two things together. So I've created my server farm down here. Same as it looks in an ARM template, just the cleaner syntax. And then I have my website, which needs reference to the server farm. And so this is that wiring up that we talk about, which is I need the server farm's ID, and I can just pull that information directly by referencing what we call the symbolic name or the resource identifier.
Okay.
So previously you would need to do like resource ID and then Microsoft.storage and blah, 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 blah. And now you can just do farm.id. So it's much, much simpler to grok and simpler to read and simpler to author.
It really is. Wow, this makes me excited. All right, so I can take a dot bicep file and I can compile it down into an ARM template. I have a bunch of ARM templates that currently exist. Is it possible to take my ARM template and turn them into bicep files so I can just use bicep moving forward?
Yeah, exactly. So so let me just switch this back to a blank bicep file. Okay. We have a decompile button in the bicep playground, which you can get a link to from the repo.
Okay.
And so if we go into quick starts, so I'm in Azure Quick Start Templates, there's almost 1,000 great ARM templates here that have been validated and you can use. Mm-hmm. I want to use this as a jumping off point. So I'm going to go to the raw link here. And I'm going to do the decompile button. And I'm going to point it to that URL.
Cool.
And now it's going to bring that in and decompile it. So it's going to go from right to left instead of left to right.
Yeah.
And this is now a working bicep file and I can just use it in my project. So let's go to kind of the next level and we'll show you something really cool, which is modules.
Okay.
So let's take this bicep code. We'll go back to VS Code. I'm going to add a new file. I'm going to call it webapp.bicep. And I'm just going to copy and paste that over. The bicep CLI has a decompile command in it as well.
Cool.
So if you have the file on your machine, you can just do bicep decompile. Should be here. Yeah, bicep decompile right here. And then you just point it to your JSON file, and it'll generate the bicep file.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, that's so cool. Wow.
So now we want to consume that web app, right? We want to use it as part of our project. So we're going to do this. We are going to set the target scope. So that's another keyword in Bicep. We're going to set the target scope to a subscription. So 95% of the time, you're deploying an ARM template to an existing resource group. Mm-hmm. But you may want to create the resource group and then deploy stuff to it, right? Very common.
Yeah.
So we can very quickly say, okay, we're going to target the subscription with this deployment, and I want to create a resource group, and then I want to deploy that web app bicep file to that resource group.
Okay.
So let's do resource RG, and we're going to say resource group, just like we did for the storage account. And resource groups are simple. They just need a name. So we'll say DevOps Lab Demo. And a location, and we'll just say East US. And now I'm going to use another keyword called module, which is just a pointer to another bicep file. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say web app mod, and the type in this case is just going to point to that webapp.bicep module.
Okay, cool.
And this needs a name, which is the name of the deployment resource, which I can talk about in a second. It's a little bit of the kind of abstraction leaking through, but I need to give it a name. So I'm going to call this web app deploy. And then I can have params, which are the parameters in the bicep file.
Cool.
And so if I do control space here, this is looking at that other bicep file, seeing what parameters are available, and showing them to me in IntelliSense. So the wiring up just gets really, really kind of trivially easy.
I can't wait to use this.
And so I can override the web app name, which has a default value. So I may want to call this a.frank web app or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or I can leave it alone. Now, okay. I am still getting a red squiggly. So why am I getting a red squiggly?
Right.
The reason is because my target scope is a subscription. But this module, it needs to be deployed to a resource group. And I haven't told it what resource group to deploy to.
Okay.
So if I do control space here, I have another property called scope.
Mm-hmm.
And in scope, this I'm going to say, okay, I want to deploy to this rg.name. This resource group, I had a spelling error. And you'll see Bicep tell me, did you mean resource group? Because we can give you that approximation for you. So I have resource group here and I'm just pointing it to the resource group that I just created. And again, I'm just pulling that name from the symbolic name or the resource identifier. And now I have the whole enchilada, right? I have the resource group that I want to create and then the stuff that I want to deploy to it. And now it's the same drill, right? I just do bicep build, main.bicep, and it's going to take the multi-file project and basically compile it into like a binary or a build artifact, right? Which is the JSON file. And it has all the both the resource group and the underlying deployment to that resource group all self-contained in here. It gets a little heinous. We're now at 104 lines, but you can trust us. I promise we're compiling it in the right way. So this is how you can really start to simplify your projects, break them down into smaller, more manageable pieces. All the like good software engineering practices that we've learned over the last 40, 50 years, you can now apply it to Bicep.
I freaking love this, Alex. This is so cool. So tell me, what stage is Bicep at right now? Is it still beta?
It is, yeah. We are using the word experimental right now. So it is in an 0.2 release. And what we're saying is basically, this is our time to get it out to you guys really, really early and get feedback, which we've been getting a ton of, which has been awesome. So go to the repo, open issues, start discussions. And our goal right now is to get to an 0.3 release early next year. And that's going to be like one-to-one parity with ARM templates. So that's when we're going to start encouraging more production usage and do fewer, maybe not zero, but fewer breaking changes so you can start to really rely on it.
Fair. So is it safe to say right now we should just play around with it and give you feedback? Like we shouldn't do production work with it just yet?
You can only in the sense that like the ARM template that we produce is a GA service, right? If the ARM template works, it's going to keep working tomorrow. But the Bicep code, like we may ship breaking changes and change the syntax. So your Bicep code may stop working as we iterate on new features.
Okay. Wow. This has been super cool, Alex. Cool. Thank you so much for coming here and showing this to us. Look, I've always recognized how important infrastructure as code is, but I got to be honest, ARM templates, they're just hard, right? They're hard for me to author, and our tooling has improved dramatically, especially the last couple of years, but it's still hard. This is so freaking cool. It's like really using code to describe our infrastructure instead of this giant blob of JSON looks so freaking amazing, and this is right up my alley, and I can't wait to try it. Cool. So, people, if you want to know more, check out those links down below. Let's play with Project Bicep. Let's give Alex lots of feedback. And man, join us next time on the DevOps Lab.